Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, DGS. A few minutes past 5 p.m. Skip Weber in with us. Now you just get done with stuff. You can feel it coming on, and then you just like hit a point. I used to love getting up on Sundays and watching Meet the Press.
No.
And then right into Fox News Sunday. Just loved it. And
it's a chore.
Yeah. Then I started like tapping out halfway through. Then I would forget to watch one week. And now it's just, it just seems, not only do I not enjoy it, I feel like I'm such a schmuck because I'm purposefully watching something where people are just playing me for an idiot. I feel stupid.
It for real to me feels like a chore. It feels like, oh, I have to do something that I don't want to do. And I used to really I used to love it.
Get that second cup of coffee for Fox News Sunday. And it's just, I mean, I know like O'Reilly had the no spin zone, whatever, clever little thing. But it is just such spin. You know what everyone's going to say before they say it. It just, no one tells the truth. No one says anything real. Then you have like the little groups that I don't know.
So with you.
It feels useless now.
What shocks me is that watching Meet the Press was ever fun.
These two had a blast.
Me too.
No kidding.
I remember as a kid watching my dad watch stuff like that and thinking, man, I hope I'm never that guy. I really enjoyed it.
Fox News Sunday. Chris, like watching Chris Wallace, that was like my favorite thing of the week.
Yeah.
And now it's just tough.
Even Chris Wallace has gotten bad?
No. Oh, I think so.
Really? Yes. I still enjoy Chris Wallace. I think
he's the fairest, one of the fairest interviewers out there.
I know he takes a lot of crap.
And I don't listen to a lot to see it, but I mean,
Trump
I think
lovers because like, he'll call people out, but
he calls people out on both sides.
Yes.
I will say
one
that.
Of the very few that does that.
But I guess maybe, I don't know, maybe it's not Chris himself. It's just, like you said, it's just the guests and the way that the show has, the way that the coverage has gone.
I think O'Reilly morphed into a little bit more caustic than he started. But I think O'Reilly was very... I know lots of people that to this day think Bill O'Reilly was a flaming liberal.
Yeah.
Because if a conservative came in there and spun or lied, he not only called him on it, he kind of got talked over him just like he did a lot.
I agree. I didn't enjoy the O'Reilly persona.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
I always felt like he was being honest and
I agree.
Not carrying water for anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, now... If I think that you are carrying water for someone, I don't care anymore. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, you can have opinions, and they can be pretty one-sided. I don't expect everyone to have 50-50 down the middle. But once I know that you've just adopted a character, what use do I have for you? You're just going to tell me what you think I want to hear, and that's it.
You know, this may not make any sense, but that... that same feeling about those Sunday news shows is the same feeling I have about the NFL.
Mm.
I used to love watching the NFL. I used to love watching Red Zone. And then all of a sudden it just became, I can't stand to look at it. You know, with what we went through here in St. Louis and then the kneeling thing and politics involved, it was like, oh.
I have all of my emails from Kroenke and Demoff. All of them. Where they lied. I wrote them off long before any kneeling came out.
What were they saying?
We're not going anywhere. Don't take this purchase of land to mean anything. Keep renewing your tickets. I mean, I don't remember the exact thing. We got them all. There's a season ticket holder, and I mean, I'm stupid because I save every silly email I get. I just don't delete any, so I can go back and just sort by Stan Kroenke and sort by Kevin Demoff and get a big batch.
That's another
of them
one too.
Every
that
year.
I'm sure that there are a lot of NFL players who are really good guys and they really care about the team, they care about the fans. But I get the gut feeling that that's the minority.
Yeah.
Whereas, like with hockey, and maybe it's just because we have the glow of the Stanley Cup, I feel like if you weren't that guy, you wouldn't make it in hockey. that it's self-policing, that people on the team would be like, if you were a prima donna and wearing your mink coat and your beats into the pregame, I feel like they'd be like, what the hell's wrong with you?
I agree.
Whereas with the NFL, it just seems like that's just the thing. Like, again, I feel stupid. Like, we're just taking your money.
Yeah.
We don't care about you. We think you're a bunch of idiots.
Is there anybody left in news that fits your criteria that you're talking about that isn't playing one side or the other?
No one jumps to mind.
Mm.
Yeah.
About being even, about like fair, just journalist? Is that what you're talking about?
Oh, no, I think there is some. It's just, gosh.
It's just the people they're interviewing and
Brett
the stories
Baer,
that are written
Brett
for.
Baer's pretty down the
but
middle,
when he interviews with somebody,
you know
what the person that's answering the question is going to say because the two camps have set up and they got their talking points and that's how they defend their talking points.
I feel like it's literally maybe once a month that I hear someone talking on television, not a pundit, that says something that hits me as true and honest and, oops, they probably shouldn't have said that.
Yeah.
And those are the only things that matter. The things that people let slip out are the only things that feel like the truth anymore.
Yeah. It's amazing how few even of issues there are that aren't one-sided or another. It's like they try to find the spin on anything that could come up in the news. One of the only ones I can think of, and they're trying to spin this one too, of course, is the Chinese tariffs. Now, they're trying to say he's pushing too hard and he's doing it wrong, but for the most part, Schumer and the Democrats have said, well, we're kind of on board with this. They're keeping it kind of quiet, but...
Yeah, you can't deny that we've been taken advantage of for many, many years.
They can't.
Can you guys think of any successful broadcasters that are conservative but non-Trump? Any big names? Has everyone successful come over to Trump...
Will, remember?
Yeah, but I wouldn't consider him successful anymore.
Yeah. So if you fell off the...
I mean, Chris Wallace is probably the most successful.
Yeah.
And he's not very...
He doesn't carry the water for Trump. Oh, right. God, no. No, no.
But, like, everyone in this station and Limbaugh, like, they all...
Yeah.
You know, came around. I just wonder if you could be successful.
I don't think there was any liberals that would ever criticize Obama either.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't remember the Bush. I think there was a handful of conservatives that would criticize some of Bush's moves.
Yeah,
like when he appointed Harriet Myers. What to about the Supreme
Kennedy?
Board and stuff
would
like
you?
That, yeah.
I mean, would you count her as successful or
is she conservative though?
She's libertarian.
Yeah, I don't know enough about
that's
her.
That's a conservative,
extreme libertarian. Spectrum.
Yeah. Yeah. That's on the conservative spectrum.
Agree.
Is she a non-Trump fan?
She's not. I mean, she's very fair.
Do you think, if someone like Limbaugh had just stuck to his guns and not, like, gone after Trump the way that the mainstream media does, but, you know.
Every time he did something he disagreed with, trying to hold him accountable.
He really held him accountable, and he really criticized this and that. Do you think that he would still be Rush Limbaugh?
I just don't think I don't think Trump supporters are interested in that. We learned that last week with the whole you're fat, go home and exercise immediately thing. I mean, the calls we took just seemed to say let him do what he's going to do. People don't really seem interested in holding him accountable because he's too busy hashtag winning.
I still think that's the minority of people.
But that's the main feedback that you get.
Because that's always the squeaky wheel is always the one.
Aside from the Twitter stuff that he's doing like that, though, I think for the most part, conservatives are pretty happy with what he's doing policy-wise.
His policies, absolutely. Absolutely.
But it's not just criticism for the sake of criticism.
Thinking longer term, too, because even if Trump wins, which I think he will, I can't imagine any of these idiots beating him. Even if I wanted to get Trump out of there, I look at who's on the left and I'm like, no, I don't think they can. But he's gonna be gone. Oh, I know. There's 20 of them
that they can't produce,
and there's not one. But he's gonna be gone. You know, soon enough.
Sure,
in a matter of years.
Yeah.
And what a vacuum! Because
what's gonna happen?
Because people
after
are
that.
Then gonna have to think for themselves again. Because right now you can just say I'm behind Trump. I love everything he does. I'm a Trump guy, and your die is cast. You don't have to, do much. But when he's gone, I don't see, let's say Pence takes over. I don't see him having that same kind of thing. You see what I'm saying?
No, absolutely.
He's not going to have that cult of personality.
It's going to be like when a coach tries to follow a legendary coach. There's always that void that's left. No matter if it's a Republican or a Democrat, it's going to be weird. And who knows where we're going to go?
Yeah.
Are we going to go back to the way it used to be? I can't imagine that. I can't imagine us going back. But it's like, what is forward? Like, even more bombastic? Like, where's it going to go?
Rich on Facebook says that Mark Levin holds Trump accountable. I don't really listen to Levin.
He does, and he did a lot more during the election season when there were multiple candidates. He would really criticize Trump. He doesn't do it as much as he used to, but he does.
Yeah, I don't listen to Levin, but I've always considered him to be pretty straightforward, pretty brave when it comes to stuff like that. Yeah.
He sticks to the things he was talking about 3 years ago when it was still Obama. He sticks to them now when it's Trump.
Hard left turn, but someone brought up coaching. Tony did. Did you see, and I don't know how they did this study, but a new study came out saying that athletes do better when they're motivated by anger and negativity in coaching. Mm. I think what they did is they studied a bunch of halftime speeches, like in college football, and when the coach was positive in reinforcing.
You guys can still do it. Come on.
They didn't do as well as when he went in there and like threatened them.
I think there's something to be said for getting to the end of your rope. So if you're angry and your coach is angry and you're just like, well, I have no other avenue but to just play my hardest. You can get there by anger.
Yes. And the most effective anger is not constant anger.
Yeah.
When a guy who doesn't do that every game does it, you think to yourself, wow, if this coach is to this level, then...
Something has
pushed him there, and we got
same with.
We gotta
I mean, same
something.
With parenting. Yeah. I've just never been a yeller.
Yeah,
ever.
Yeah, and then if you do yell,
I can count on one hand the times I've raised my voice to my kids and their lives. But the times I've had, it really got their attention.
Yeah,
sure.
I would imagine it's based on the sport too. It's probably not as big of a motivator to go out and make a big speech when you're trying to motivate your golf team.
Didn't know where you're going, but I knew I wouldn't like it. So. Welcome back, 526 DGS. Did you get fancy on me, this Sweet 16?
No, they got fancy on me, and I caught up because you left the room.
Oh.
Ryan said he could pull up some of these themes.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
I have a question about the Maroon 5.
Go forward with your question.
Was that was that like for a reason, or were we just playing it?
Did you panic?
Did you find a reason in it?
No.
I would like to know what you were.
I was just wondering.
Yeah, that's just a weird one.
Yeah,
That was there is 8 seconds left before the break, and there's a song I know.
Okay.
It's an honest man.
That's fair enough.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's perfectly acceptable.
So we're going to do a Sweet 16 we've never done before. It is the best opening sequences in television history. Man.
There's a lot of them. Yeah. A lot of cool ones.
So many.
But the other thing is I don't watch a ton of newer shows, but a lot of the shows I watch now, say, for example, The Walking Dead, doesn't really have one.
It does.
Not really, because the credits aren't usually played till about 10 minutes in. They'll say, previously on The Walking Dead, that's 2 or 3 minutes. Then they have a whole scene of this week's episode without doing anything. And so they get to like almost a mini cliffhanger and then finally play the credits. It's not really an opening. And even if it is, it's just consider it. And there's a lot of shows like that.
Yeah, there are.
That do the little pre-scene before
cold
they
open.
Get.
Yeah, they do cold opens and then they get to the show open afterwards. Yeah.
Are they, everything I wrote down was a theme song.
Yeah, me too.
It's more the whole open, right? But,
Yeah.
So it doesn't have to be a song.
I mean, most of them from our age had a song.
Yeah.
But I'm just going to throw one out there. I'll steal someone's. But like The Sopranos. The Sopranos has music, but it's not like a theme song.
That was mine. Right.
This love has taken its toll.
Would have changed
Tony
the whole thing.
Soprano.
That would have been like the theme music. I think just the whole open.
Yeah, because the songs I picked were not necessarily all song. They also have other things about it, whether the scenes behind it or whatever.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, lead it off.
Game of Thrones.
It was on my list as well.
Ryan.
Oh, are we just waiting? Nobody's talking? I thought it was just going to be in the background of while we talked. But there you go.
Well, we can't really play too much of these for licensing purposes for the podcast.
Okay. Tony?
I don't know if these fit. Mine, first one was Golden Girls.
Very, very good.
I like it.
Yeah.
I mean, the song is... Freaking legendary.
Remix.
But
the ladies go to
is
West.
Is that the opening sequence?
What the heck?
I don't think I've ever seen it.
I don't know.
The show or the opening.
Really? I was thinking it's like the beginning of a show. So, and it's the credits. And everybody's happy.
Is that the? Did they play the Andrew Gold version? Is that the theme song? I've never seen the show either. Mm-hmm.
That's the song.
Yeah.
Okay. It's thank you for being a friend.
Golden Girls, you say. I'm not familiar with the program.
I'm familiar with it, but I never watched it.
In a lot of Golden Girls pics on Facebook, so I think it does work.
Very good.
That fast? Man, people responded fast with Golden Girls pics.
I mean, if it's themed, people love the classic.
We have like it's a cool, 60 it's a good comments on this already.
Oh, okay.
Wow. All right, Rich.
Okay. I'm going to go with Scrubs. Which I think is the perfect first pick for this because it's like the great song and they're walking through the hospital checking the charts.
Oh, yeah.
It's more like a...
That's the long version, so... I'm no Superman,
let's
right?
Let's not do the audio.
It's not really working out. It was a noble pursuit.
We have outed ourselves once again as not a real show.
Oh. Thank you for being the one to say it, Skip.
Mark Cox is like, cut 49. Yeah, and they're like, and we're like,
here's Golden Girls over Game of Thrones.
Scrum. 8 second delay. This is the Russian version of Bosom Buddies.
All right.
So you got one?
Yeah, how about Brady Bunch?
Oh, great one.
Good one.
That's classic.
My mechanical pencil ran out of lead at the worst time.
There you go. Need it. All right.
Ryan?
I got a pen.
If you know the show, you're going to love it. If you don't, people are just going to stare at me. But The Prisoner? Anybody ever seen The Prisoner?
God, this is...
No.
Literally never heard of it.
No, so, really? It's so you.
If you play the theme,
this
I might be able
to... This is your first round pick, Ryan.
I know. It's amazing.
This is... People...
I am a free man.
I am not a number, I'm a free man.
Remember, we're not going to play the audio.
People will compare him to Close, and in this way, he is very Closean.
Mm-hmm.
Where Close would so emphatically say the dumbest things, like as his first pick.
Yeah.
Oatmeal.
I have
and,
the winner.
Yeah.
My favorite was when we talked about fast food and he comes out with Miss Pretzel Boy.
Yeah, the iconic...
And then he'd get that
casual.
Look. He'd get
favorite
that look like
thing you
have
ever
you
would order at a fast food.
Have you
we're
had
looking
him?
For Big Macs and Whoppers and Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
He goes, Pretzel Boy, Pretzel.
And then what?
What? Have you had it? He'd shake his waddle on his neck.
Wait, was that the first round?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Best invention of all time,
well,
shoestrings.
I'm not writing down the Prisoner.
Look, I guarantee
seen that.
Socials are going to light up. Somebody's going to go, oh my gosh, The Prisoner is the best show ever.
I don't think
ever.
Someone is lighting it up.
Is this a show from like 1956?
1967, and it was only in the UK.
Sarcastic.
Wow, you're serious.
I'm dead serious. It's an amazing show open.
Yeah, but dude,
get another pick.
No one knows it.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter how many people know it.
Yes,
it just
it does.
Matters whether it's the
it
best.
Does.
No, that's not how the Sweet 16 works.
Yeah.
You play to win.
Planning
look, if
your
I
flag?
Had one or two allies in here, that would go all the way.
If one other person had even heard of this show before,
well,
perhaps
if we had
we
some
80-year-old
Britons
bracket,
in here,
right.
You might have a chance.
Right.
I say, Wiggs. That's a great choice.
Man, I found that whole series at a flea market once, and the guy goes, $10. And I'm like, come on, buddy. Nobody's ever heard of that show. I'll give you two. And he's like, no way. Wait, are you leaving? Yeah, okay, I'll take two.
All right, so what's your pick that's not that? Because we're not putting it on the
All right, Twilight Zone.
There you go.
Good, yeah, that's a good one. That's a great first-round pick.
Yes.
So next time, just think of what your instincts are and go in the opposite direction.
Think about what you would put on their
feeling.
Third.
I have a lot better feeling.
Whatever you put on is your third pick.
Yeah. Right.
I think my second pick is more in the ball game now that I know where I'm at.
I don't want to put this one on. I'll give it an honorable mention, but just because probably half the room has never seen it. But Charlie's Angels when we were kids, Skip?
I loved it. I have it on mine. I love it.
Yeah, once why upon would that time, not put it on? Why
once upon a time, there were three little girls that went to the police academy.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's great.
I've never heard of that show.
It was on right before The Prisoner. Okay.
When is that show with the hot girls going to be over so I can watch The Prisoner?
Farrah Fawcett left.
Yes.
And Cheryl Ladd was her cousin?
No.
Little sister.
Little sister. Yeah.
Man, do you guys remember that Farrah Fawcett died on the same day as Michael Jackson?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's right.
Craziness. Skip?
I'm going to go with Cheers.
Oh, that's a good one.
Love that's it. The best, you want to go.
That's the best theme song of all time.
I agree. And I like the little old flashbacky.
We're not saga. Doing the songs.
It's I was just bringing it up just in case.
Can you bring up The Prisoner for real?
Yeah,
he did. Let's
hear it. No, we want to hear it again.
He had it.
I know. Okay. I want to hear more.
What does he say? I'm a free man.
Yeah.
I was in prison,
and now I'm not. That's the plot of the show, I guess.
No, he is in prison. He's a former agent.
Is it prisoner.
Like Prison Break?
And he's trapped in a town.
He's the prisoner.
He cannot. Yeah, he's the prisoner.
Yeah.
The plot is, what do you do with an agent after they've retired? Because they have all this information. What are you going to do with them?
So they lock him in a town,
and he's trying to get out. So this is the actual song.
They lock him in a town or in a jail in a town?
No, in a town. He can't get out of the town. So this is the song. This isn't the show open.
How do they stop him from leaving the town? It looks like a bustling city.
So this is just the setup that you're watching right now.
I like the car.
Sounds very 60s British.
This is really making me want to watch the show.
I'm telling you, it was a contemporary to Star Trek.
Copyright struck for The Prisoner.
Yeah, we're going down for this.
For The Prisoner.
Wouldn't that be great? Get like a $350,000 fine.
Because of The Prisoner.
Because of The Prisoner.
The guy that wrote it's like 103 and he hears it.
He's
103 and he lives in Chester, Illinois and just happens to listen to the show.
Ha! Gotcha! Who's up?
I think it's Tony.
Is it you?
It's Tony.
No, it's you.
Is it me?
Yeah, it's you.
All right. If it's song and sequence all together, classic opening, The Muppet Show.
I got that.
Oh, yes.
It's good.
That was one of my ones that I even had Ryan pull up the music
for. The whole thing, yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
I love that.
I'm going to go in that same vein, sequence and song, a Facebook pick, Sanford and Son.
I had that for sure.
That's tough to beat.
No, I'd love to do.
Quincy Jones is.
Theme
wrote
song
that.
Is unbelievable.
Taliban, if you just get bored sometime, put together just about 2 minutes of all of Sue Thomas's reactions. Even just the ones this segment. But just back to back.
Love it!
That's a good one.
Just sprinkled in with her talking to Ryan and going, you're awful.
Oh. It would probably sound a little bit like Yoda talking to himself. yes.
over the Sanford Sun theme song? Is that what we want to do?
That'd be perfect.
She is the greatest reactor. Yeah. Like
It's always you can't slightly stop off mic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very exuberant. It wouldn't matter if she were on radio at all. She just
great one.
I love The Prisoner.
Black junk man. Yes.
Oh.
Father and
It'll
son.
Take me a second.
Classic.
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 Perfect.
Actually, I think it's Sue's turn.
Oh, great.
Fantastic. Wait. Let's all react like Sue.
Okay. Okay.
Let's see then. I'll put up. We already have Cheers. Mm-mm-mm. What about Scooby Doo?
Dog Detective! I loved it!
Scooby and Shaggy together. Woo!
Animation!
Solving mysteries!
You people are awesome!
Before Scrappy.
Reminds me of childhood.
Okay. Yes,
I'm
thank you.
A no major Scrappy. No brain Scrappy. Fart right now, but how does the Scooby-Doo theme go?
It goes like this.
Come on.
Oh.
Scooby-Doo.
The new number two. Who is number one? What is this?
What?
You are number six.
Is this the prisoner again?
Yes, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
No, but I seriously can't remember how it goes.
There it was right there.
Duh. Stupid. Sorry. I apologize for that, guys.
I think the best thing about the Scooby-Doo theme song is the clips they'd show with the music were pretty much the best episodes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so you could, even if it was a crappy episode,
yeah,
you still saw elements of the ones that you liked.
Like Johnny Quest.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's a good one, too.
Yeah.
Rye Guy? Not the prisoner.
Stranger Things.
It's a good one.
Ooh, that is a good one.
That's a good one.
It's really iconic at this point and deserves all of our support.
At least we've heard of it.
Twilight Zone and Stranger
and it's from
Things.
This century.
Twilight Zone and Stranger Things.
Yes.
Both good ones.
I know.
So he knows how to play.
And they span 40 years apart between the two of them.
It's almost like he's manipulating us with his weird picks.
I always hate doing the obvious ones, but I have to do The Simpsons.
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's fantastic. Okay, so we have four left, so I think we should
Homer
just start.
Homer and Bart! Hijinks!
Not on a Tracy Ullman show.
I'm pretty sure I've never said
eat my shorts. Eat my shorts.
Or eat my shorts.
Classic animation.
What is Bart? What is Bart gonna write in the blackboard this week?
Perfect. Wonderful.
Fantastic.
I tell you the dumbest thing. Nick and I went to visit my mom this weekend, and we stopped at the Pontoon Beach McDonald's, and I was ordering, and I was going to get a large order of fries and a small order of fries, but what I said was, I want a large orders of fry and a small orders of fry, and I knew what I was
and
doing.
And they were like, it's the Pontoon Beach McDonald's. It fit right in.
I knew what I was doing, but I couldn't get out of it.
Yeah.
It sounded like Clarence. large orders of fry, maybe some burgers.
I love that McDonald's.
Man, it was
the Taco Bell right next to it?
It was, yes.
Good,
it was literally the longest.
McDonald's is one of my best friends.
Oh, nice.
I almost called him. It was the longest I've ever waited for anything.
Oh, no.
And at one point, a guy who was not a manager walked out into the window and he just goes, are you okay, man? And I'm like, yeah.
You said orders of.
Yeah. I mean, he didn't say, like, I'm really sorry about the wait. It appeared that none of them really worked there before this.
Maybe they had to have a meeting. They didn't know what you were trying to say.
Right. Well, that's what Nick said. Nick's like, you're
going to
get 60 orders of one fry. Large orders of fry.
All right, should we start throwing them out because we have four left?
The throw out, I would like to nominate Star Trek.
I'm putting it on because we've had a lot of requests.
Star Trek.
Brian Main says MASH, and Mike Mahan says Battlestar Galactica.
MASH is hard to argue with.
I'm putting MASH.
MASH.
What about Andy Griffith?
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Simple.
That's a pretty good one.
Okay. How about the Jeffersons?
Jeffersons is great.
Yes, it is.
I also had Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Ooh, that's a good one.
And Hill Street Blues.
Here's a good one, too.
Let's play this out with some Adam Levine.
Hill Street Blues.
All right. We have no time to dick around here.
Best
show open of all time, Game of Thrones versus the Jeffersons.
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 Oh, wow.
Jeffersons.
Yeah, I got to go Jeffersons.
Yeah, I got to go Jeffersons, too.
Muppet Show versus Sanford and Son.
Muppet Show.
Sanford and Son.
Muppets,
time
too.
To light the lights.
Muppet Show.
Muppets won.
Muppets.
Brady Bunch, Andy Griffith.
Who? Andy Griffith.
Brady.
Brady.
Andy Griffith.
Andy.
Twilight Zone, Simpsons.
Twilight Zone.
Wow.
Simpsons.
I was like, wow.
Simpsons.
I'm going to go with the Simpsons.
Yeah.
Golden Girls, MASH.
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 Cheers, Scooby-Doo.
We are flying.
Man.
We're
going to go
too
fast.
We got to the top of the hour.
Cheers.
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 Now that I remember the Scooby-Doo theme song, though, it's pretty great.
Scrubs versus Star Trek.
Star Trek.
Yes. Star Trek.
Charlie's Angels versus Stranger Things.
Charlie's Angels.
Yep. Stranger Things.
Stranger Things.
Angels. Tie to you. Yep.
All right, let's slow it down.
Yeah.
Man, I'm tired. That was a lot of decision making.
Right, that was got really quick foreplay. Yeah,
we got to where we need to be here. Yeah. All right. Okay.
Jeffersons. Wow, that'd be Game of Thrones. Jeffersons versus the Muppet Show.
Muppet Show.
I'm going Muppet Show too.
Time Jeff to play all day. The music.
Jeffersons.
It's time to light the lights.
Yeah, Jeffersons was funky.
It's a tie to you.
Plus, Wheezy was on it.
Mm. Yeah.
So Jefferson's won that
first crush.
Yep. Ah. Brady Bunch versus The Simpsons.
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 Get the Bradys out of here. They can't stand up to The Simpsons.
Wow, that was total Yoda. That was Yoda masturbating.
I'm not supposed
nothing you know.
Not supposed to vote.
Watch you shall.
Pay you shall for no Bradys.
That's an old witch.
Yeah.
MASH versus Cheers.
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 MASH always depressed me when that came on.
Man, can I just throw out some honorable mentions that didn't make the list? Because we're getting some really good picks on Twitter, etc. Gilligan's Island.
Ooh.
No one said that.
Damn, yeah, that's a good one.
Reading Rainbow was really good. The Monkees.
Monkeys. Yeah,
Monkees is a good one. Yeah, Monkees. Yeah, Monkees is a good sequence.
Those are just some that really stood out to me. SpongeBob. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, I can't believe we forgot SpongeBob. Pinky and the Brain was one that came up. Pokemon theme song. Anyway, back to you.
Seems like you've tapped into a new demographic there.
Yeah. All we could do all of
the theme songs.
15 okay, cartoons.
Next week, like, best cartoon theme song.
I didn't like the MASH theme song because it just depressed me.
Yeah.
And I know it's a depressing song, yeah, but I mean, as a kid.
It's called Suicide is Painless.
Right, yeah. I know. Yeah. But as a kid, you don't know that.
Right.
And
but you're sad.
But I still, yeah, it still made me sad.
You know you're sad and this war is going on
it
too
did
long.
MASH was ruined for me the day I realized, oh, this is just all about Hawkeye making quips.
Yeah.
Like, that was my first real comedic, like, oh, I get what they're doing here.
Right.
Just set up Bing.
Until he was too sad to joke sometimes.
Ooh. Star Trek versus Charlie's Angels.
Star Trek. It's fantastic.
Star Trek.
Star Trek,
Charlie's
yeah.
Charlie's Angels.
What are you mumbling over there, Yoda?
Nothing. Come on. No.
Wow.
What's happening?
That was like Yoda gossiping.
And Kenobi's gay. Terrible your votes are.
Still trucks?
Oh my goodness. And they're starting to we've had just a couple when we put the ad out. They're all hitting now. I think we've sold three today at that price. A couple of them you add a little bit to get to four-wheel drive because the under 30,000 is a two-wheel drive. But what a great, great situation. People don't even believe it, that they can do it. It's just back to the cruises in 2012 again when we had them so cheap.
Mm-hmm.
A full-size crew cab, not strip down, 20-inch wheels, power everything, OnStar, all that. I mean, it's got stuff that it doesn't have that you can get, okay? So it's not loaded, but it's not a strippy. It's the old crank windows and air. I mean, and nowhere. No. Perfect car for a family, $29,995 with 285 horsepower and 21 miles per gallon.
Did you call it a strippiant?
A stripped down one.
Wow.
A strippiant.
That sounds like a real thing.
No, I didn't.
Like you could even refer to a person as that. Like, yeah. Oh, he's kind of a strippiant.
Well, you strip out the.
He is the bare essence of a.
She got promoted. Yeah. She's a strippiant now.
A strippiant. No, I don't.
If
I sounded like I said that, I didn't. But it's a good.
Yeah, you should start.
I'm going to put that down. We're going to call these trucks strippiants.
All right, final four of show openings: The Jeffersons versus The Simpsons.
Oh,
Simpsons.
I'm going to go The Jeffersons because that's a jam.
It might be a better song.
It's tied
the
to
sequence.
You.
Right. I have not voted.
Oh, Simpsons.
He said Simpsons.
I said Simpsons.
Ryan
said
tied to you.
Tied to me?
Yeah.
Wow. I guess I like the changing nature of the Simpsons. Something different every week.
Fair enough.
Ooh. Yeah.
Song is better. Jefferson's song is better. Sequence.
Yeah, agreed.
Imagine sequence. The Jeffersons theme song over the Simpsons sequence.
Oh, I can't imagine that.
Cheers versus Star Trek.
Cheers.
See, that's my final there.
Star Trek.
Wow. I'm going Trek.
Cheers.
Why do you?
Just to make it to you.
I know that's just exactly why you did it. I will say cheers.
I love the genuine stress it puts
you
under.
It does put stress on me. I don't want to let down Leonard Nimoy.
He's running a multi-million corporation. He's like, damn it. Damn it, Jim.
I don't want to let down Leonard Nimoy.
Simpsons versus Cheers.
You know, if you like Star Trek, you'll really like The Prisoner.
I can't believe I'm voting against Simpsons, but I'm voting Cheers.
Cheers.
Simpsons.
Cheers.
Ah!
No!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.